friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, I did check Basketball Reference for the Hall of Fame monitor that they have. Mm-hmm. They do a Hall of Fame probability. 29% for Donovan Mitchell.
Well, that's interesting. Well, so the initial Twitter poll, 65% of people saying if you could only get one of Donovan Mitchell, Jose Ramirez, and Myles Garrett's autograph there on the same room, 65.7% of 140 votes saying they'd choose Jose, 16.6% saying Donovan, and now 17% saying Myles. And then we did the follow-up, right?
Yeah.
Again, at Nick Wilson says, if you want to vote, who draws a longer line for autographs, Donovan Mitchell or Shador Sanders? It's early. 40 votes in. 73.7% of people saying Donovan.
Yeah. That's actually, that's interesting. I'm even surprised. That's not very good that Shador got as many numbers as he is. That's a lot of percentage for a guy that's never played a game.
22%?
Well, yeah, it's the same number that Donovan has in the, or close to the same number Donovan's got in the initial poll, is it not?
Yeah, that means Donovan versus Hosey versus Myles. I don't know. I thought it would be much more 50-50. I thought the Shador stands would represent, which they're allowed to do, because they're all over everything. They're all over social media. They're all over YouTube. They're a very loud group.
I guess we still got time. But I think the finality of this is the idea that what Mark Spears is trying to do and make Donovan as nationally popular as he possibly can be, I think it's a worthwhile venture for Donovan, and I like the idea that he's opening up more, and I like that we're knowing more about him. It can only be a good thing for Donovan.
216-474-0092. We got a developing situation at the Wilson household. You and I are going to have to talk about it at some point.
All
dad
right,
to dad, girl dad
it.
To girl dad. But
okay.
Thomas and Shaker joining us right now. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? Hey, you know, look, I want to just preference what I'm about to say. I'm biased right now because I'm on my way to New York right now to have played at the Nets in Barclays Center.
Are you driving?
I actually thought it was going to say Cavs versus the Knicks, and I was like, oh, buddy, I got some bad news for you.
I'm about 45 minutes out.
Okay. Oh, it's nice. Hey, the lights aren't as bright at the Barclays Center, so you'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, it was about $300 cheaper to go to the Nets instead of the Knicks. So, you know, I cheaped out. You know,
I wonder why. Is there a difference between the two franchises?
Can't find a difference.
I think it's the difference between the two venues, if I'm not mistaken.
That's also probably fair. Real quick, what's your take on Donovan versus Shador autographs?
Well, I met Shador. Cool dude. Nice smile. Definitely would prefer Donovan because Donovan Mitchell is a future NBA champion here in Cleveland. So shout out to my future NBA champion. Nothing against Shador, but I would definitely choose Donovan over Shador because Donovan Mitchell is showtime, baby. Like, how blessed are we to have Donovan Mitchell? And this guy, I've seen this guy score 72 points in a game in person. He's amazing. He's showtime in New York. He's big time. He makes big time threes. He talks a big game, and he gets national attention. How do you not love Donovan Mitchell? Come on, man.
And here's the thing, and I thank you for the call, Thomas. I really do think if we were another 3 years into Donovan, I think this poll would be even more interesting. Championship or no, if you'd only topped out in the second round. Where I really find myself becoming a huge Donovan fan is I just love bulldog players. Like, I just love dudes who just play so hard that you're like, That dude is just a force of nature, and he shouldn't be. Like, he's a 6'3" combo guard. Like, but watching him play, even defensively, like, he might not be the greatest defender in the world, but that dude plays his ass off on it. And I just, I really just love watching that dude. I think he's got the kind of edge that I think Cleveland responds to.
And he's just very rootable and very likable. If he had started his career here instead of Utah, I think it would be a real competition between him and Jose in what we're talking about here. And Miles would be Miles would just be out of the loop. If he had started his career here in Utah. I feel so bad that Donovan started his career in Utah and everyone got to kind of learn about him in Utah because that team did him no favors. Rudy Gobert seems like a punk. Like, he just kind of got screwed in many different ways. And so that's why I loved even go back to, like, his opening press conference. All he talked about was, like, wanting to root for another team in the city. And what has he done? Because he didn't have that in Salt Lake City. He's been to, like, a million Guardians games. He goes to all these Browns games. Like, he just loves it. I love that for him.
Now, from the faces of Cleveland to the face of the NBA, Victor Wembanyama, that's a hard name to say for some folks, but Victor Wembanyama, good at basketball, just don't. Maybe ask Spike Eskin when he was on the Kevin O'Connor show.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Given his physical advantages, Victor Wembanyama should score 50 points a game and win 5 titles, and they should never miss the playoffs. He's 7'7". He runs like a gazelle. He is a foot taller than every other person he's playing. Everyone is so happy with his 40-15 last night. Put him on the list of 7,000 other NBA players who have had 40-15 in a game. It's not that impressive to me.
Yeah, that's a spoiled-ass NBA fan take right there. I'm still skeptical of Wemby's ability to hold up physically at 7'7". That is a huge human being. I remember thinking Kevin Durant at 7'1", with his skill set, thinking, you can't do that. Like, 7'1" is as much as, that's as tall as you can go while doing what he's doing. And now Wemby's come along.
Why he calls himself 6'11" now, by the way.
He is a point guard in George Mureson's body. That is insane. This should not be real. I don't know how we are already cynical about Victor Wembanyama and what he's doing.
Here's the cynicism, and I love it. I like watching him, but where I thought was interesting, and there was a part that was kind of cut off there from what Spike was trying to get to, and the idea that at 7'7", as tall as he is, would he be this great if he was 6'7"? And like, yes. Do we like him just because he is? And at what point does this even become less sexy for watching an NBA game? You said yes to that really quickly. I don't know that he would be
with his skill set.
He wouldn't be this at 6'7".
Yes, he would. He's a complete player. Like, one, he'd still be. If we shrunk him down to scale to 6'7", he would still be a long defender. So he'd still be an elite.
I don't
want to
rob him from this, but like, what made him special against like Anthony Davis in Game One? A lot of that is his height. His height is a big factor in all this.
Yeah, but 6'7" is still a gigantic human being in the NBA.
But
and
then you're matched up against
player.
Other guys that are 6'7", yep. 6'8", 6'9".
But a two-way player with this athleticism, with this skill. Like, it works. You could make him 6'3", and I think he'd still be a tremendous damn basketball player.
I think he'd be
player.
A tremendous player, but we're knocking on the doorstep of him in year three, which is very early for this, where people are already saying he's the best player in the sport.
Yeah, I mean, that was LeBron in 3 years.
Yeah, again, we're talking about all-time players. We're talking about the greats of the great.
Well, yeah, but LeBron's 6'8".
When you get to this very... Yeah, but LeBron's skill set is very different than Wemby's skill set.
I mean, they're both basically point guards in a forward's body. LeBron's a little beefier, so maybe the defense would look a little bit different.
It's not unrealistic to think that Wemby's going to win 12 straight Defensive Player of the Year awards.
I think Wemby's already a better three-point shooter than LeBron was at this point in his career.
Yeah, LeBron had to develop his three-point shot, for sure.
No, but I think Spike is way off. I think you could make Victor Wembanyama, you could take a foot off, and I think he'd still be... Holy bleep level
the
of fun.
The question, though, is does it make it less fun at the idea that he is a full 6'7", 8 inches taller than anybody else on the court?
Not for me. I mean, everybody's allowed to have their own opinion, but, like, Yes, the freakish height is definitely, like, there are times where I watched him, oh my gosh, I watched him last year before he got to 7'7", and it was just like, this isn't right.
I heard Jay Billis on the call, and Jay Billis, by the way, really good at NBA. I liked him on the NBA, because he cares. I think that's half the battle with the NBA.
100%.
He's really good in the NBA. But he's like, it looks like he's playing against sixth graders right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, that wasn't an unfair assessment. And some of the things he can do is incredible. I mean, we're going to be talking about him taking basically three steps from the half court line and being able to dunk. That's how insane it is. I remember watching a play a couple years ago where he missed off a three and then was able to just put it back from the 3-point line, was able to get it as if it was when you're just like missing a 15 footer and being able to put it back. Like, he's incredible. But a lot of his success right now, and a lot of the appeal, the Ohtani-esque appeal to him, is the idea that he's 6, 7, 8 inches taller than everyone else.
We've already got the he's too skinny thing in the YouTube chat. I'm sorry. I believe that was the same thing that was said about Kevin Durant. I think that he's too skinny.
Yeah, Durant couldn't bench 170 pounds at the combine.
Chet Holmgren looks like Slender Man. He's an elite defender. Like, the skill set to me is what impresses me about Wemby, and then the ridiculous. I almost think the height is a detraction at this point.
I think Owen made a joke earlier today I thought it was pretty funny. He was like, you can't call it a dunk when he dunks because he doesn't actually, his feet never lift up off the ground. He just puts his arms up and just puts the ball in the basket. And it's like, yeah, kind of. Like, I do wonder. I wonder if at some point, because so many people in the NBA right now are just appreciating the greatness that is Wemby and what he's turning into and everything is developing. But there is this subset that's percolating underneath, the Spike Eskin subset, where they're like, yeah, he's dominating a bunch of sixth graders out there.
Spike, you hating. Is Wemby's height ruining the dominance, as Spike Eskin might say? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.